Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name's Corey Fleck, and I'm hosting the first segment of this weekend's edition because all of you that tune in during the week probably noticed I was away for really the last half of the week attending the Beaver Creek Precious Metals Conference, one of my favorite conferences to go to where I get to meet face-to-face with a lot of companies in the resource space. I had over 24 meetings this week in simply just 2 days while there. Shad did a great job of filling in for me, covering what really was a pretty interesting week in the markets on the back of that inflation data. There's a lot of talk at the conference about the markets and the meltdown on Wednesday and Thursday. I do have to say, though, at the conference, there was still a lot more optimism than I would have expected from these companies as gold continued to break down. Now, it did bounce back on Friday, but I have to say, when it comes to the stocks, and that's what this conference is all about, is talking to companies. To me, there is a clear divide between a lot of these juniors here. Cash, if you have over 5 million, even over 10 million, there is that line right there in double digit million dollars. There's a number of well cashed up exploration companies that do have a good plan of how to allocate that cash, and they're not so market dependent. They can weather out this storm for at least another year and a half. That seemed to be a big sticking point at this conference, was do you have enough money easily into next year and even into 2024? That even includes some work plans that these companies have. So I was introduced to a couple new stories that I will be bringing on to the show. And one of the themes is really going to be cash is king in this market. If you have cash, you control a bit more of your destiny, because there does seem to be some banks sniffing around, but they're looking for some pretty cheap financing. So that's a theme that I think we're going to be paying a bit more attention to as we progress through this week. And then on top of that, one thing we need to understand is that it seems like news is still going to be relatively slow out of the sector. A lot of companies aren't seeing a lot of benefits, quite simply, from putting out early news. That's why we're seeing less even visuals of drill core. Not that I don't think that's a good thing. I think some of those market news releases can skew the market, but we're not seeing any of those right now. So any news that does come out from companies, I think you need to pay a bit more attention to. They have really taken their time to release that and put it out when they need to for the markets. So that's one thing to consider on the news front. One other big theme that I heard from companies and also from a lot of investors that I talked to out there is a lot of people seem to be focused on blue sky at some of these projects, which is always nice to consider. However, one thing that I think it distracts us from is actually looking at value in these stocks. All these stocks have been sold off so much, which is all what relates back to that cash is king theme. It's important to have some fundamentals behind these stocks. Stocks have ounces in the ground in good jurisdictions, some well-known older jurisdictions. There are good companies set up with ounces in the ground and still solid drill programs. Some new jurisdictions, there are also companies moving projects ahead that are well capitalized. That's another theme that I think investors should be focused on, is more looking at the value in these stocks. I know blue sky can be attractive, but some of these companies with ounces in the ground that are getting valued at $5 an ounce, even lower than that, I think these could really be the first ones to bounce back. Who knows when the market is going to bounce back, but this is a theme that I think we need to be looking at, which ties into another theme that we're always talking about, which is M&A. So any mergers or acquisition targets, there does still seem to be that consolidation more at the top of the pyramid for these stocks. And through a lot of my conversations, there are definitely a lot of companies that are in a good position, you would think, to sell the project. I don't see a whole lot of M&A coming just from the conversations I had. I hope I'm wrong on that, because M&A really is a great avenue for liquidity so that investors can rotate that money into other stocks in the sector. But the whole M&A angle, it does still seem to be slow. Hopefully I'm surprised on that. That was just another takeaway that I had. And another thing that was kind of timed with the M&A is producers, mid-tiers. That's where people are looking for acquisitions, because these mid-tiers, there are a number of them that are making good money. If you're in production right now, then you still should be generally cash flowing. It's the development companies that continue to get hit. Hopefully that all changes, but you really need to dive into these economic assessments that companies are coming out with. Another theme that does seem to be catching some investors' eyes is building out of land packages. When companies are out there, whether big or small, there seems to be this trend of growing land packages at this time, which I think is a great idea. And from what I heard from some of these companies, it tends to be a focus right now, making sure that they do have the area tied up that they want to drill when they're allowed to drill it, and when the market, quite frankly, rewards drilling a bit more than they are right now. If you are drilling as a company, looking at infill drilling, the market doesn't seem to care about that. It is exploration drilling. That is always something that moves the needle. But I think it's even more so right now because ounces in the ground aren't getting valued at anything. So if you're infill drilling, it is necessary, but the market's not rewarding it right now. Something to consider as we progress through what still might be a generally tough time for the markets. A couple of the positives, or other positives that I took away from this conference, was the gold-silver ratio. There's a lot of people watching that and how that has improved throughout this week. You do need to balance that out with what was a tough week for markets across the board. Gold held up there relatively better. Silver did start to outperform gold, but there's still a big risk of another waterfall decline. We are entering generally that crash season. So my big takeaways from this conference, it was a great conference. I'm glad to get in front of a lot of these companies again, and pay attention to our website. We're going to be introducing a handful of new companies that I think are pretty interesting, simply from the aspect that they do have cash in the bank and they still have work programs that are moving assets forward in what is a tough market. That's pretty much it for me this week. Again, it's been a long week. These meetings, they come back to back to back, but it's so interesting being able to put a comparison around these companies when you meet with them pretty much every 35 minutes. You really do get to see which ones are more confident, which ones have the funds able to execute on their plans. Everybody has plans. Not everybody has cash to execute on those plans. Look, I hope everybody had a great week. We will be back full time this upcoming week. For the rest of this weekend show, we're going to be replaying some of the daily editorials that Shad recorded while I was away, simply because it was a very, again, big week for the markets with the inflation data and the market moves on the back end of that. I hope you all enjoy this weekend show and these replays. And please, as always, keep in touch with Shad and I through email. I'll post those emails in the weekend show posting. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.